Welcome back to An Acquired Taste. In this episode, we want to talk about what happens if you're wrong. The five strategic mistakes you may be making as a founder. As a startup founder, you have to make some important decisions every single day. You have to make a lot of them per day. You may feel like you're doing it constantly. And most of these are just dealing with what's immediately right in front of you. Like, I'm putting out fires. I'm just dealing with whatever the world is throwing at me. I'm doing the best I can. I'm just trying to keep my head above water. But if you're lucky, you can get some longer term strategies in place for sales, product development, marketing, or even hiring and talent development. And here are the five mistakes I see founders make when thinking or acting strategically. Number one, they run strategies in series, not in parallel. So in simplest terms, they run strategy A for some period of time that either worked or didn't work. Then they run strategy B and that worked or didn't work. Then they run strategy C and that worked or didn't work. But now I've run each individual strategy one after another after another, as opposed to where can I run these strategies in parallel? You know, in marketing, they call it A-B testing, right? So I'm going to test this message and this message A and this message B, but I'm going to test them at the same time, and I'm going to test them potentially with the same other variables so that I can run two strategies at the same time. I can do it faster. I can be more efficient. If you're not moving quickly, then you may not be getting to the answer as fast as you could. Now, there's a caveat. Don't move so quickly or don't change so many variables or run so many different strategies that it's just flat reckless. Number two, founders create timelines that are too long or goals that are impossibly ambitious. I think that one speaks for itself. See it all the time. You want to run a strategy and you say, okay, well, here's my annual sales goal. Okay, well, that's great. What's your quarterly, right? What's your monthly? What are your inputs look like? Which leads to number three, which is the strategy can't be measured along the way, or you're relying solely on lag indicators. If you don't know what a lag indicator is, it's something literally that can only be measured after it's happened or some time has passed. And usually that time is significant, as opposed to if, for example, I'm running a sales strategy where I say I want to have $1 million in sales this year. Well, then I'm going to put that into monthly quarterly buckets, then monthly buckets. And then I'm going to know this is how many phone calls, this is how many emails, this is how many demos, this is how many contracts we need to be negotiating per week, so that at the end of the first week of the first month for the first quarter of that year, I have some data to go, okay, we're moving in the right direction. Or based on what we believe will happen, these numbers match up. So think about how you can measure them along the way. Fail fast, fail often, fail cheap, right? It's three legs of a stool. You have to have all three. Otherwise, it's no longer a stool. Number four, the strategy lacks optionality, off-ramps, or pivots. It's too specific and it's inflexible. Again, I think this one speaks for itself, but we have the tendency to over-design our strategies. We have a tendency to want to account for every last little detail, and that's simply not how the world works. See the first points I was making in this podcast. You're already dealing with stuff that's flying at you every single day, so your strategy's got to be flexible. You have to have some off-ramps or some pivots or some ways that you can continue the strategy if the beginning of the strategy is not working out or one element of it isn't working out. That can't sink the entire ship. Number five, the strategy relies on multiple uncontrollable and interdependent factors. Just mentioned that a second ago. So let's say, for example, sales revenue goal based on a particular closing rate and or a product take rate. If that's not happening and the rest of your strategy relies on those things, you hitting those marks, well, then that's probably not a very flexible strategy. It's also probably not a very meaningful strategy if it can be derailed that easily. You know, marketing based on specific platforms or specific persona or a message being effective all have to land simultaneously. That's a pretty rigid and pretty unreliable strategy because it's just not how the world works. Bonus mistake. No one owns the strategy or only the founder is accountable for this strategy. So this is an important skill set to develop in other people in your organization. If you, the founder, as the chief executive and chief bottle washer, as they say, is the only one that is accountable for the strategy working, you're not developing kind of those skill sets for your employees. You're also not creating a scalable workforce. You should get to the point pretty quickly that you can have multiple people accountable for strategies. And some of those strategies can be very small. They can be very finite. They can be very short term. That's fine. Make sure that you're not owning all of the strategy yourself. Share that accountability, share that ownership, and in the process, help people develop. So I hope that was helpful. Looking forward to your comments below. Like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.